Big Rab Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out G1Reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. How are yous, folks? Hope you're all keeping well out there in podcast land. Aye, you guessed it, another week has rolled round in the bagpiping world, and we're about to get into it. We've got a lot of ground to cover. I get the feeling this next bank of episodes, I think all through the month of April, we're preparing for this incoming season, and then all of a sudden May is here, and then it's just madness. So, we're going to do what we can to keep up with all of the news and updates, because there is so much of it. So, right, pretty much the same as last week's episode. We got a number of complaints, actually, about last week, saying, "It's too long, Rab. Who has that length of time to listen to you waffling on?" Well, that's fine. I can completely agree with you. We do our best to cover everything in the bagpiping world, and sometimes that does take time. So, hey, apologies. I guess we can't please everybody. But, hey, before we get into this week's pod good and proper, shall we do our introductions?
Shall we do our introductions?
Yep, we should. Welcome. If this is your first ever Big Rab Show podcast, we are the show for the bagpiping folk, reflecting everything in the bagpiping world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland Bagpipe and its people. And yes, like every other podcast out there, we do have a Patreon. So if you would like to help support the show, then you can go over there, click on support. There's even links in your show notes right now. And yeah, you can go and check out all of the extras. And there is a lot of extras. Way too many for me to mention here and a huge hashtag list. So yeah, shout out to our Patreon faithful. You guys are absolutely, helping keep the wheels turning here at the Big Rab Show pod. But yeah, if you don't want to, you don't have to. It's completely voluntary. There you go. Right, so we're here every week anyway, regardless whether you want to support us over there or not. Okay. Oh, right, let's get into listener mail, shall we? Now, I got one in here from, let me see, where is this email here? Yes, this one's come in from Rachel. It says, "Hi, Big Rab. You remember back in, let me see. This is whenever I read stuff live on air. You remember back in January when you launched your listener survey?" Yes, I do remember that well. It says, "Has there been any outcome from your listener survey? Has there been anything that you acted upon and actively changed with your show? I have been listening to recent episodes and don't notice much of a change." What? Rachel, what are you talking about? Yeah, looking forward to this incoming season and seeing what changes you're going to make to your content following the listener survey back in January. Yours, Rachel. Okay, Rachel, yeah, the listener survey was back in January, absolutely correct. And we did launch that and it ran for a good period of time, all the way through the month of February. Well, you may well notice a few changes here in the pod that have been very subtle, but a lot of it has kind of went unnoticed. So, we no longer have Word of the Week. It's gone. Yeah, Word of the Week no longer exists. It's history. You guys didn't really seem to like it. Just thought it was kind of meh. So it's gone. It's dumped. Plus, we've got a lot of Topic of the Week suggestions following that. You know, areas that we should focus on more, like grassroots piping, as well as some of the top flight stuff. And there was a lot of very interesting feedback following our listener survey. And yeah, we are acting on every pick of it. I have to say, that has not gone ignored. If you have listened to our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show of late, that changed drastically, I have to say. We no longer play a whole dose of Celtic and folk music. Now it's mostly all competitive bands. Yeah, so we've been very much focusing on the band scene there, because that's definitely one of the things that came through the listener survey, that you folks aren't really interested in hearing solo piping or much from the Celtic and folk scene. So, yeah, we've been very heavily focused on the competitive bands at the last while. So that's been over this last few months since the listener survey launched. So, Rachel, I hope that answers your email there. We have acted upon advice. A lot of it won't really kick in, I guess, until the season unfolds good and proper. because a lot of it does focus on how we cover this incoming season. So hope that answers your question. You might not have noticed the changes, but they are there. They may be subtle, I guess. So there you are. Also, we're producing a lot more content now on our YouTube channel. Again, that was all based following our listener survey that you guys wanted to see a lot more video content from us. So we've been working on that. And yeah, I don't know if you guys have been catching the brand new series that we're doing, but every Sunday now we're going to try and launch a video for Rab Reacts, where I sit down and watch video clips that you guys send into us, all of a piping variety. So yeah, the videos that we've been getting in so far for Rab Reacts are nothing to do with bagpiping. I think one of the last ones we got there just before I come out to record this was World's Greatest Knockouts, which was all boxing. What's that got to do with bagpiping? So hey, I could absolutely sit down and react to one of those and watch people getting punched in the teeth. But it's got nothing to do with piping. So we do want to keep it try and keep it focused, you know? So if you do have any video clips and stuff that we should be reacting to, again, email them into us. Similar to listener mail, bigrabshow@gmail.com. So yeah, I know it sounds like a huge shameless plug for the YouTube channel, and it absolutely is. So go along, check out the Big Rab Show over there on YouTube. And yeah, we're kind of upping our game in the video game. I suppose we're going to do our best to continue churning out a lot of content over there on YouTube. And yeah, we have plans for this incoming season. We will talk about that in a future episode, what our plans are as a Rab Show team. And we've got a lot of irons in the fire, as they say. Yeah, this last while, the Rab Show team has been furiously busy behind the scenes. We're planning for some big things in the future. As you may have noticed, this week's episode is episode 379. Yeah, we're nearly about 20-odd episodes away from episode 400, which is a huge milestone, and I still can't believe that we've managed to do 400 episodes without ever missing a single week. And that's crazy. Even during the time where I caught COVID, we still managed to produce shows. There's been sickness, there's been all sorts of madness behind the scenes, but we always managed to make a show and have it release on episode day, which is every Wednesday. So yeah, sometimes people ask, well, when's the pod out? It's every Wednesday, and it's been like that from the outset. So yeah, it's very difficult to believe that we're fast approaching episode 400, and we are, yeah, in the planning stages, let's say. There's a lot of admin happening behind the scenes, but I want to say this on this week's podcast, all right? We do need your help to cover this season. yeah, that very quickly came to light as we were chatting, the Rab Show team. We were saying just how big a task this incoming season will be for a multitude of reasons. Now, one of the reasons is, yeah, a lot of us will be competing this year. A lot of us in the Rab Show team, for various reasons, have or have not been competing, but a lot of us now will be competing this incoming year, and it will be very difficult to step into the circle, play an MSR medley or whatever we're doing that day, and then have to run across the park with a camera to try and capture another grid. Now, I am in the very fortunate position where I do hope to be competing myself this year, and that's been a challenge in itself. I've been trying to find time to do Rab Show stuff as well as do band practice stuff and be a, you know, a functioning member of a pipe band, which is quite difficult. You know, learning my competitive stuff and then being able to step into the circle and, yeah, hopefully to keep the leadership of the pipe band happy. So I have not yet finally secured my spot in the band, so I'm not in a position to announce it just yet. But let's just say this. Was at band practice last night, and do you know one of those band practices where nothing goes right? Now, I mean absolutely nothing. Now, your maintenance can absolutely smack you in the teeth at the worst possible time. Now, I knew that last night, pipe major and lead tipper and everyone else was paying attention as to what I was doing and to make sure, right, okay, is this guy actually going to be able to step into the circle and play and compete with us, right? And everything went wrong that could go wrong. Oh, I might well talk about that in a future Rab Show, but let's just say this. I haven't completely secured my spot in the competitive band that I want to play in because perhaps practices have not been going my way. But I do hope on hope that everything will eventually come together with a lot of practice behind the scenes, and I do hope to head into that competition circle. But a very long story short, as a result, all of the Rab Show team will be competitive players on the day of a major championship, and that leaves very limited time for us to be able to cover it for you folks at home. So, with that in mind, we are putting the call out again for volunteers. Anyone out there in the bagpiping world who could possibly point a camera for us at any stage throughout a competition here in the UK, be it at a major or a minor or anything like that, and you would like to help us here in the Rab Show do our best to try and cover every aspect of it, then please do get in contact with us. We do really want to hear from you. Our email address is always bigrabshow@gmail.com. bigrabshow@gmail.com. Yeah. We very quickly realized that, that's potentially all of us will be competing this year, and might be very difficult to capture competitions as we're actually in the competition. Does that make sense? Yeah, I'm sure it does. Anyway, so I have to say, stress as well, that it's not just based for UK folks. This is also for around the globe. So it could be Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, wherever you're listening right now. If you are able to help us on the Rab Show team cover this incoming season, we do want to hear from you. All right, so we're putting the call out there far and wide. If you can help, we definitely want to hear. All right, bigrabshow@gmail.com. There you go. I'm sure a lot of the Rab Show team now are probably laughing at this because we did talk about it at the time and going, well, come on, how many people do you need on the team to try and cover things? And it's just a big accident, I guess. And it's partly my fault as well. Yeah, I've been doing this Rab Show podcast for a long time now, and I haven't been competing throughout that time. I've competed, sporadically here and there. My appearance with North Texas, for example, that was one. And I appeared with various other pipe bands throughout the production of this podcast. But I had a real itch to get back into the circle again. It's been too long of me simply sitting on the sidelines and filming it, sitting on the sidelines and listening to it and enjoying it, but I just very much want to be a part of it again. It's been too long. And yeah, I'm really super enjoying learning the music and getting mucked in and being a band member again. And it's given me a newfound appreciation for this incredible music that we do. So, in other news, I will hopefully confirm and officially announce which band I will be playing with this incoming season when it becomes a reality, because that question keeps coming through. Oh, Rab, who you playing with? Who you playing with? Who you playing with? Officially, I'm not playing with anyone just yet, but there is plans in the future. Hopefully, all going well. If the next few weeks' practices go well, then I can secure my spot and head into that circle. But remains to be seen. There's work to be done. Anyway, that's a future topic of the week right there. So, that's very long listener mail this week, isn't it? But, if you do want to send in your own listener mail, as always, as you mentioned, email address bigrabshow@gmail.com. And, we have put out the call for volunteers. If you can help us for this incoming season, please do get in contact with us. All right. Okay. So, at this point in the show, we would normally do Word of the Week, Rachel, but it's gone. Now we would also have Weekly Drone. But again, we're giving JD another week off. Weekly Drone has been pretty quiet, though, if I'm honest. There hasn't been too many coming in, if at all. So again, I'm just throwing it out there. You can go to our website, bigrabshow.com. There's a big button at the top of the page saying Weekly Drone. Just click on it and you can let us know your story, warts and all. Moans and drones aplenty. And completely anonymous is the beauty of it. It's an open microphone for the bagpiping world. So if you've got anything to talk about or complain about, then that's where you go. Yeah. So submit your own weekly drone and it'll possibly hit next week's show. Indeed. So JD, you get another week off, buddy. There you go. Okay. Right. At this point, I'm going to take a very short little break before we get into all of the madness that is the news and updates. And trust me, folks, there is a lot of news and updates to get through. So, why delay any further? I'll come right back. I'll take a short break. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement, and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University, believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/BigRab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/BigRab for a 30-day free trial. Okay, time for all the news and updates. Now, again, I have to stress, please bear with us. There are so many news and updates to get through this week. We're going to do our best to get through them all. Now, again, as always with every podcast, there will be some stories that will hit the cutting room floor, and that is by no means trying to avoid talking about a certain situation or that, but simply for time. So if there is a story that we do inadvertently miss or not include, please do email us, let us know our mistake, and yeah, absolutely, we'll try and include it in the future episode. Again, that email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to start with a whole bunch of stories from a local perspective here in Northern Ireland. And yeah, you might have guessed, the Ulster Solos were this past weekend in Listener Garvey High School, and what a competition it was. Seriously, the draw for the competition itself was absolutely huge. However, I did hear that a lot of the senior piping and the open piping, I think, there was a lot of people kind of drop out from that. So the Pibroch A competition in particular, the senior grade piping, there was a lot of players that dropped out that were entered for it. So it's kind of disappointing, I guess. But anyway, we'll get into all of the results here, first of all, shall we? So we're not going to focus on the novice practice chanter or any of the novice grades. We're going to first of all start with the under 14 piping, and the winner of that was Joshua Aiken from Sirland District.
Go on Joshua.
And also for under 16 piping, the winner was Jack Souter from Tully Laggan.
Go on the Laggan. Go on Jack, you legend.
Nice one. And also then juvenile under 18 piping went to William McFarland of Tully Laggan as well.
Go on William.
Yeah, good weekend's work there for the Tully Laggan guys. On then to the grade junior pipe in the C grade juniors. The winner on the day was Andrew Nelson from Ballyboley.
Go on, Andrew. Woo,
nice one. Then on to the B grade intermediate piping went to Andrew Patterson of Glasgow Sky.
Go on, the Sky.
Nice one. Then in the A grade senior, it went to Rory Brown, of course, of the mighty Field Marshal Montgomery. Good stuff. Yeah, in the hornpipe and jig competition, it went to James Fraser of Field Marshal Montgomery. There you are. Not a bad run altogether. Yeah, so there you go. So then looking at the Pibroch A competition, it went to Ashley McMichael of Field Marshal Montgomery. There you go. So that means that your overall piping champion from all the Ulster Championships was Ashley McMichael from Field Marshal. There you go. With a combination of his A-grade senior placing and his Pibroch A, that pulled him mathematically into the top spot there. So, in first place, Ashley McMichael. Second was Chris Coyle from FM. James Fraser from FM was third. Alistair Donaghy then was fourth. There you go. And all playing with Field Marshal. There you are. So, that was your piping competition. As I mentioned, I think the standard across the board again for piping in the solo scene, definitely very high, but again, I've been hearing reports about disappointing withdrawals, I guess, from people who were entered for the A-grade seniors, but also at the Pibroch competition as well, so it's one of those things, you know? All right, let's move on to the drumming results from the Ulsters. We're going to kick off then with, not with that, unfortunately we're not going to mention any of the drum pad competition because there was a lot of those. We're going to start with the juvenile under-14s, which went to Callum Freeburn of Rivara.
Go on, Rivara!
Yeah, winner of the juvenile under 14. Winner of the juvenile under 16 drumming went to Joshua Green of Closkelt. There you go. Well done, Joshua. And the C grade junior drumming went to Aaron Jess of Rivara. There you go. I think it was a good weekend's work by the Rivara guys for sure. Yeah, pulling in some prizes there. Also in the B grade intermediate drumming, it went to Connor Lawler of St. Lawrence O'Toole. Well done, Connor. And also, the winner of the A-grade senior drumming went to Stephen Crichton of St. Lawrence. There you go. Stephen also managed to pick up the hornpipe jig competition as well, and as a result, picked up the overall drumming Ulster champion. There you go. Because of the combination of his A-grade and hornpipe and jig. There you are. So, there you go. Will we get into the bass and tenor? I think we will. We'll give a shout out to the winner of the open bass drumming went to Craig Rogers of Ravara.
Go on, Craig!
Yep, good man yourself. A-grade tenor then went to Jonathan Cousins of Major Sinclair. There you go. So, yeah, the Ulster Championships itself, you can read the entire listings of all the prizes and stuff. That's all up there now on the rspbani.org. From all accounts that I've heard from the Ulsters, it was a roaring success. Fantastic venue. Everyone sung the praises of it. And the organization behind it as well. Like, you know, the stewards and just everything ran like clockwork. It was just such a good competition. So well done to RSPBA for organizing such a great event, first of all, but also to all of the competitors as well, who just continued to raise the standard. So fantastic. Yeah. So from such positive news about the Ulster Championships, then we rolled forward into a bit of negative news, I guess, from RSPBA Northern Ireland, where the Northern Ireland executive, they received disappointing news. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim because this is a statement that we received.
Oh, we love a good statement.
Don't we ever. So, the RSPBA Northern Ireland executive has this week received the disappointing news following a meeting of a committee within Mid and East Antrim Council in which they have taken the decision to withdraw funding from our championships, which were being planned to be taking place in Ballymena Academy on the 3rd of August. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. So, this news was delivered to us last week as part of a major financial cutbacks by the council, and their event is one that is to be axed. Now, the chairman, Alistair Patterson, has expressed the disappointment of the Northern Ireland branch that we're unable to have an event in Ballymena at this excellent venue. I agree. And, they fully understand the funding difficulties within the councils, and they would appeal to bands people who reside within this council to speak to your councillors and ensure that this does not end the pipe band events within this area moving into the future. There you go. Fair point. So this now does raise the question, what's going to happen on the 3rd of August? So the statement does continue. Says, on a positive note, we have received confirmation from two other council areas this week. And once paperwork is completed over the next week or so, we hope to be able to be in a spot to confirm and launch these venues. That's positive. Yeah. Also, there's a branch meeting scheduled for the 24th of April, so bands can also have their say on this. So this is what I was going to get to. Okay. there is a reason for me covering all of this local stuff from Northern Ireland. Is that there's a very important branch meeting that's happening on the 24th of April. This is going to be held both online and in person, I believe. No, it's not. I'm completely wrong. It's all going to be held via Zoom.
Read your script, Rab,
you idiot. This is all going to be held via Zoom, Wednesday 24th at 7:30, and band secretaries should now already have those details, and this meeting will be very important because it will be talking about the future of the Northern Ireland calendar, which will definitely need looked at now that Ballymena is not going to happen, because a lot of people will want to have that run out. You know, they're going to have that competition there. Yeah, because it's obviously ahead of the Euros, but it's also ahead of the Worlds. So a lot of bands will be interested in this. So, please make sure that you attend that branch meeting. That's going to be vitally important on the 24th. For full information, again, RSPBA website or Northern Ireland website. Details are all up there now for your branch meeting. Go and attend. All right, now, as we're on the topic of RSPBA Northern Ireland, I do have to give a huge plug for the County Down Section Indoor Pipe Band Championships, which is taking place this weekend, 20th of April in Dromore High School. Now, the full draw for this competition is available, and I'm going to have a quick juke through it here now. In Grade 4B, we have Brady Ulster Scots, Money Gore, Hollymount, McDonald Memorial, and Altnavay Memorial. Yep. In Grade 4A, we have Grantia, Cottown, Upper Cross Gar, William Kerr Memorial, and the Irvine Memorial. In 3B, we have just the one band, Drumlock. There you go. In 3A, we have the Major Sinclair. Drumlock are playing up, and we have Kalabaki as well. And then I think on grade two, Major Sinclair are playing up. There you go. So that's it for the County Down section indoor. But that's, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. This is our first full band indoor competition to be held in quite a while, I believe. So, yeah, please go along and support this event. Dromore High School happening this weekend, 11 a.m. Doors open for the County Down section indoor pipe band competition. That's going to be exciting right there. Again, full information on all the whys and wherefores, go to the RSPBA NI website for all of the stories that I've just mentioned, along with, yeah, possibly a lot more information that I just skimmed over. But yeah, there's a lot happening in the Northern Ireland scene right now. But yeah, I dare say this meeting that's happening on the 24th next week, yeah, will be very important and will possibly shape the future of the Northern Ireland calendar going forward. So yeah, please make sure you attend that. All right, let's move on. Okay, I have to talk about the Tully Lagan concert that happened this past weekend. Yeah, just last week I was talking all about it, about how much I was looking forward to it. In the Burnavon Theatre, Tully Lagan Pipe Band hit the stage. And can I say, what an incredible show it was. Now, for those of you who follow the Big Rab Show on social media, you may well have seen a huge selfie I took with the audience. Yes, it was an absolute packed house. There wasn't a spare seat in the place. So, yeah, the venue was packed to the rafters, and yeah, the bands did not disappoint. Have to give a huge shout out to Clough Finn, who really played a blinder, and yeah, of course, Sirla and District as well. Their drum corps were incredibly entertaining. They played two big drum salutes as well. Very, very cool. But yeah, of course, on the night, the hosts themselves, Tully Lagan, their development band, played a few tunes as well. They were really cool. And yeah, of course, the Grade 2 Pipe Band now, the newly upgraded Tully Lagan. And they also gave us a bit of a sneak peek about their, yeah, their brand new competitive medley. Had a bit of a public debut. And yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. If anything, I would give it a, yeah, if you do manage to find any clips online, and there are some, I would have a listen to their competitive medley, especially the Slow Air. Such a beautiful tune. I believe it was an Andrew Shilliday composition. I'll maybe have to catch up with Andrew about that. But yeah, shout out to Tully Lagan and their Grade 2 Pipe Band and Development Band. Were both on stage, and yeah, they were fantastic. But one of the particular highlights for me of the night, again, were the Force. Yeah, the Force Champion Drum Major Display Team. Wow, they had four different performances throughout the evening, and each one of them was just blistering. I don't know how these drum majors do it, and they make it look so simple and so easy. But they had, you know, they had Highland Dancers joining them at some stages as well. Very artistic and just really incredible stuff. So yeah, shout out to the Force. They were brilliant at the show. Wow. So yeah, what a great night's entertainment. Shout out to all of you who caught up with me after the show to say that you enjoyed the podcast and everything. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And yeah, shout out to Tully Lagan. What a great night of fundraising there. And a lot of good tunes played by all the bands on stage. Just a great night of music. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move on. Oh, and before I do, again, I have to work in a shameless plug here. I have to give a shout out to Harris Kilts.
Harris Kilts!
Yeah, Harris Kilts, Sandy Rowe and Belfast. Yeah, they managed to hook me up with quite a cool outfit, actually. And yeah, I put the photo up on our Rab Show Facebook page and got quite a reaction. A lot of people said that I scrubbed up quite well. Now, that was all thanks to Harris Kilts, I have to say. So yeah, and to answer a lot of people's questions, the tartan that I was wearing was the Help for Heroes tartan. There you go. It's quite an exclusive tartan, that one. So yeah, shout out to Harris Kilts, who were able to hook me up. That was quite a cool kilt to wear that night. Absolutely. All right, let's move on. Now, I know this is not for dates for your diary and everything, and all I'm seem to be doing is listing dates for things coming up, but I did have to mention again, just to remind you, that the Leinster Pipe Band Championships are going to be taking place in Donabate in County Dublin. That's on the 11th of May, and it's for all grades, from 4B, 4A, 3B, 3A, 2, 1, all of the grades. So for more information, you can go and check out the IPBA website, or of course, you can check it out. It's on the what is it? It's on the Northern Ireland site as well. They've been plugging it as well. For any details, of course, or any queries, you can contact Seamus Russell, of course, from that branch, the Leinster branch. And yeah, that's fast approaching. 11th of May, isn't it? Not too long from now. So yeah, that'll give bands a bit of a run out ahead of the first major right there in Bangor. So yeah, there you go. Shout out to the Leinster Championships. That'll be a good competition to get to, yeah. Okay, I'm going to get away from competitive bands and competitions and all that stuff for a little second. So bear with me. But I want to give a shout out this week to Mark Saul. Yeah, now you guys know Mark Saul. We've featured his music a lot of times over on Fuse FM. We've talked about his music here on the show before in the pod. Well, for fans of Mark Saul, you guys know that he's released an album in the last year or two. And yeah, he's now announced that he will be hitting the stage. Yes, the Mark Saul Band will be hitting the stage at the Montalego Celtic Festival. Yeah, now this is exciting. Now, I think this is the first time we're going to see Mark Saul actually take his music and put it on stage and play it live. A lot of the times that Mark Saul's music is played in a studio environment and it gets put in a recording and that's it. You very rarely get to see it live happening in front of you. So this could be quite a unique opportunity. So anyone that's planning to go to the Montalego Celtic Festival, yeah, enjoy. But for the rest of us, yeah, who can't fly all the way to Italy in August, yeah, unfortunately, we're going to miss it. But for more information, you can go to Mark Saul's own music website, of course, or the Montalego Celtic Festival site, where they've given all the full listings. It's happening on August 3rd, so a lot of us will be involved in competition that day, I'm sure. But yeah, the Mark Saul Band will be on stage thumping out some big Mark Saul tunes. That'll be dead exciting right there. So also, I'm hoping that the gig goes well and that Mark does decide to hopefully bring more live performances, because this is a rarity. Yeah, so shout out to Mark Saul. We're very excited to see you on stage with the Mark Saul Band. Yeah, oh, very exciting development for sure. Okay, now across social media at the moment, we're getting a lot of requests from pipe bands out there who are making travel arrangements for the major championships. All right, now it could either be for travel here to Northern Ireland for the competition in Bangor, or it could also be for many of the major championships there in Scotland, like the Euros, the Scottish, etc., etc. So, yeah, there's a lot of bands that have been reaching out this last while saying, "Rab, we have empty seats on a bus. Can you help us fill it?" So, yeah, if your band is in that position and you do have availability, say you've block booked a hotel and all the rooms aren't filled, and, yeah, you want to put the word out. Say, "Hey, anybody want to come with us to go to Dumbarton, or, you know, to go to Perth or all the other different venues?" And then, yeah, please do get in contact with us. One such band did so, and McNeilstown Pipe Band actually have put out the word that they have places to fill for the Scottish Championships. Yeah. So is anyone fancy travelling with McNeilstown Pipe Band to the Scottish in Dumbarton? Then, hey, they have availability. So they give a full itinerary, actually, of when they're leaving and when they're coming back. So including the accommodation and everything that they've booked. Well, for full disclosure, they're actually staying in the Travel Lodge in Kilmarnock. There you go. So, yeah, shout out to McNeilstown. If you are interested in travelling with the band, they do have availability currently. There are other bands out there, as I've said, are making those travel arrangements. So, yeah, please do get in contact with them and fill those spots and make the travel a lot easier for those bands if you can. We will certainly share them out as we get them. And again, we're putting the call out. If your band is in that spot and you have availability, please let us know and we'll do our best to help fill those spots for you. All right, let's move on. Okay, now I did mention about the Ulster Solos that were taking place this past weekend, but also this past weekend was the Las Vegas Highland Games.
Go on, Vegas!
Now, I've a bit of a bone to pick with the Las Vegas Games right now, okay?
Okay!
So bear with me. The bone is that we've had prize winners aplenty. Tons of pipe bands were actually competing at this Highland Games, and yeah, as we mentioned, it's going to be very competitive. A lot of bands playing here. And from what I've seen, there's been some clips shared online of various performances, and we've done what we can to share them out and enjoy them. But we've no idea who won what. Yeah, again, I don't think the results have been fully published from the Las Vegas Highland Games.
For shame!
Yeah, so apologies, folks. We don't have the results for you. So if you do happen to know what the results are from the Las Vegas Games, please let us know. All right? So, yeah, they haven't been officially published anywhere, so we would absolutely love to share that with our listenership, who would be very keen to find out who won what exactly at the Vegas Games. But there have been little dribs and drabs of bands celebrating online, and we have to give them a mention here on the show. First of all, I have to give a shout-out to the City of Angels pipe band.
Go on, City of Angels!
Yeah, because they put a post up on their social saying they finished second in the Grade 3 MSR and medley competition. And I think they won the Grade 3 drum corps competition. Yeah, they won the drums. Yeah, and midsection as well. So, hey, shout out to City of Angels. Fantastic. Great weekend's work there, for sure. They also dropped it into conversation in their socials that the band is excited to continue growing as we get ready for Scotland.
What? Are you kidding me?
So, is this the first time we've seen it that the City of Angels are planning to come to Scotland this year? Oh, could they have dropped a wee bombshell on us? There you go. Hey, that would be cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing the City of Angels. There you go. Because, of course, I caught up with them in San Francisco. That time the Rab Show went to San Francisco, and they were great that day. It was really, really good. And so, really looking forward to seeing them in the UK if they do manage to make it across. Good stuff. Also, I have to give a shout out to the Long Beach Pipe Band. Yeah, because they won Best Pipe Corps and Best Pipe Band in Grade 4, apparently. So, yeah, shout out to the Long Beach Pipe Band. Good stuff. Now, as I've said, I think the Wasatch and District Pipe Band were in competitive mode as well. And so, yeah, I think they finished third with the Best Drum Corps win in Grade 4. That could be completely wrong. And I think they also won the Grade 4 medley competition as well. So shout out to Wasatch. Yeah, good stuff. Also, I think the Phoenix Pipe Band were in competitive mode as well. Sorry, don't know if they placed or where they are in the prizes. But there's been a lot of different performances and things like that we've shared out. And social media updates as and when we found them. But for now, we still don't know who exactly won what and where. All right? So that's it. That's the story. So it's not much of a story, but it's what we got. So there you go. If you do have the results, please send them on to us. We'd love to talk about them here in the show. So shout out to everyone there in Las Vegas at the Highland Games. Okay, before we move on, of course, I have to give a shout out to one of our good friends of the show, Lone Star Piper. Yep, shout out to Jeremy. How's it going, buddy? He's been really busy this last while, revamping his entire store. And yeah, as a result, they have launched a brand new website just yesterday, actually, at the point of recording this. So yeah, if you've ever looked at the Lone Star Piper website, well then, yeah, but I'd urge you to go back and have another look, because the website has completely changed. The entire thing has been redesigned from scratch, and it is fantastic. Yeah, they have a beginner zone, they have a hire a piper or instructor place, they have a bagpipe refurb bit as well. They also offer financing now is available as well on certain things, as well as a very interesting tab that I'm curious about, and that's Pipe Band News. So that's a lot of fun. So yeah, go to LoneStarPiper.com. Full details are all up there. Brand new website, full new shop and everything. Very cool. So yeah, go and check it out. I know we haven't plugged them in a good while, but they've been doing really exciting work this last while. So shout out to LoneStarPiper.com. Definitely worthy of your time to go and check it out. Now, these guys, you know, Jeremy sells everything, you know, right down to the very socks on your feet. So yeah, huge shout out to Jeremy and Lone Star Piper. Good mates of the show. And yeah, we're very excited to see this brand new website from them. Really exciting stuff. All right. Okay. I have to give a shout out to Jim McGilvery. Now, for those of you who listen to the podcast quite regular, I'm sure you may well have heard our interview with Jim McGilvery. And we talk all about his work on YouTube in particular, with his brand new series called The Pipe Box. Yeah. Well, he's released quite an interesting video this past week called Mastering the Takum Movement. Yeah. Now, the Takum, yeah, it can honestly be played really well, or it can be played the total opposite. don't even ask me to play one. but this video I found absolutely fascinating, and yeah, I'm kind of using it in my own practice now. But yeah, also there's a free PDF download with this video as well that kind of unpacks the Takum movement and stuff, gives you various exercises. So yeah, just wanted to point you in that direction to go and check out The Pipe Box by Jim McGilvery on YouTube, where this week he unpacks the Takum. So yeah, it's a very interesting video, and the whole series actually from Jim called The Pipe Box. Yeah, it delves into and really a lot of detail and a lot of the movements that we play in bagpiping, and a lot of it's very useful stuff. So yeah, just another shameless plug, I guess, but yeah, this past video that Jim released, yeah, very interesting stuff. There you go. Okay, now, of course, when we're talking about this past weekend, we have to mention the huge concert that took place on Sunday 14th, and that was the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. Yes, their huge, big concert that took place there in Perth called Imreached. Now, that's probably pronounced incorrectly, and you can all laugh at me and go,
Stuff a Rob got wrong.
Absolutely. But yeah, this concert, absolutely fantastic. We've seen a lot of different clips online. It seemed to be every member of the audience had a camera with them. So they were all filming it on their mobile phones. And it's been all across Instagram, TikTok especially, but also on Facebook and Twitter as well. There's been tons of coverage from this concert. So yeah, what a show. I have to give full credit to everyone there at the National Youth Pipe Band. They've clearly put in a serious amount of work for this show, and it showed. The quality on display here was just blistering. Well done to everyone involved. Also, I have to give a shout out actually to Katie. Kate, the wheel piper, of course. Yeah. Well, we featured Katie here in the show before. Well, she'd done a bit of a social media takeover with the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. Yeah, so she was responsible for their socials over the course of the concert, and a lot of the photographs and little clips and stuff were captured by the Wheeled Piper. So just have to give her a shout out on the show this week. That was a lot of fun. So yeah, of course, shout out to the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. What a show. And to Katie the Wheeled Piper. That was a lot of fun. Absolutely brilliant. All right, let's move on. Okay, talking of social media, I have to give a shout out to Scottish Power Pipe Band, who again continue churning out the goodness on social media. Yeah. Now, this time, they've been doing something really quite unique. They've been involved in a flash mob. Now, I don't know much about these things, but basically it's when, unsuspecting people can just be milling around and then suddenly, bang, there's a big, massive pipe band playing in front of them. Well, I think that's the crack here. Yeah, Scottish Power Pipe Band were involved in a flash mob at Glasgow Central Station. Now, for anyone that's ever been through Glasgow Central, you know how busy that place can be. And to have a massive pipe band like Scottish Power playing in the middle of it, yeah, it was chaos. But a good kind of chaos, because a lot of the crowd all stopped what they were doing and listened to the tunes, and it was, yeah, very, very cool. What a moment by Scottish Power. What a very cool stunt, I have to say. Flash mobs sometimes can be hit or miss. Sometimes they can actually really, really work well, or they can be a disaster. But in this case, Scottish Power, yeah, they played a storm, man. So, yeah, shout out to Scottish Power. Go and check out the socials where they have video footage across this and their flash mob at Glasgow Central. And I'm glad that it went well and there wasn't an angry commuter in the middle of it. Get out of my way! I'm going to miss my train! There wasn't any of that, thankfully. So, that's what I was waiting for. They were standing there playing tunes and stuff. All very cool. But I was waiting for somebody to come bursting through with a suitcase going, out of my way, I'm going to miss me train. But thankfully that didn't happen. So yeah, shout out to Scottish Power. Go and check out their socials for that. There's videos all across it. A lot of fun there. All right. Well, for those of you who are pretty well tuned in on social media, you're bound to have seen the recent updates that we've been receiving from the Sons of Holy Land and District Pipe Band. Yeah, they're gearing up for quite a huge concert, actually, locally to them, and that's very exciting prospect. Now, of course, we are aware of the ongoing political situation and the terrible scenes that we've been seeing online and through our news of the ongoing war situation there in Israel. And yeah, we wanted to take an opportunity to catch up with Eddie Bathish, of course, the band manager of the Sons of Holy Land, to find out how the band is going and, of course, how's preparations going for their upcoming concert. So how does the situation there affect them currently, how they're managing to cope, and what their plans are for this incoming season? Are the band able to function, play together? And yeah, will we see them in Glasgow this year? Well, yeah, let's welcome Eddie to the show and we'll find out exactly what they're up to. So welcome to the show, Eddie Bathish from the Sons of Holy Lands Pipe Band. How are you, Eddie?
Good, good. How are you, Rob?
Good. The best, mate. Well, it's good to catch up with you. It's been a while since I was last talking with you. Yeah. I have to ask you then about Drumming for Drinks and lifting that title at Drumming for Drinks last year. How did you find it?
Oh, well, that's a different feeling. that's my first win. Okay, and I still can't hear Jim Kilpatrick, calling my name.
Yeah.
Very special moment, and it actually motivates me more to come and grab more titles in the future.
I see. Yeah.
It
So
was incredible, fantastic.
it was such a great moment, and I think all of the members of your band were just as equally as excited as you were to lift that
Oh,
title.
yeah, I can't remember the screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, the screaming.
It was quite intense, but for those of you who haven't seen Eddie's performance yet, you can go. We have a video of it up on our YouTube channel, The Big Rab Show. It's definitely a moment in time. It's a very special performance. So that whenever you were performing, that were you enjoying it? It seemed to be that you were very relaxed and just and having fun.
Yeah, well, basically the whole thing, the whole idea was just bringing something different to stage. And I think we made it. We got the audience to laugh a little bit and to hear the Scottish music and a different kind of music, which is I think it left some good taste at
Oh,
the venue.
absolutely. It was so much fun. And that definitely came across. And then I think that's what won you the title, and got the audience vote. So that was fantastic. So I do hope to see you back again at a future Drumming for Drinks, but we'll talk about that later. I do have to talk to you about, well, we've all seen the news at the moment with the current ongoing situation there in the Middle East. And I have to ask, how are things? Is the band still continuing? Are you guys still working away?
Well, it is a tough time over here.
Hmm.
Can't hide this, Also in Drumming for Drinks, I said we're always in the news. And we actually are. But the first couple months was really like a nightmare because our lives changed over here completely. But guess what? The band never stopped practicing. And even when we was like we wasn't supposed even to gather, we was practicing at my home.
Oh, really? Yeah, at your house.
It
Yeah.
was crazy, but we still managed to meet in a weekly basis and practice, put everything together. Especially that we know that we have a concert next month.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, called Soul.
Right. Nice. And the band's appearing at this then. Yeah.
Yes, it's for the band. It's actually a collaboration between band and another association called LML Dance.
Oh,
Got
nice.
a partnership on stage. It's crazy.
There you go. That'll be quite an interesting mix there, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that the band are still functioning, still meeting together, and still playing music. I'm, well, of the understanding everyone's safe and well at the moment. Is that right?
Thanks God. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I think that's one of the big questions that's been on everyone's mind here in the piping scene in the UK is that we've been very concerned for all of you out there. But I did ask you then about future Drumming for Drinks and possibly future appearances at the Worlds. Are you guys hoping to return to the World Championships?
Well, even through this tough time, we're talking about tough time to practice, tough time to get the band ready, and financially to fly the band to Scotland. It's not something you can do easily.
Yeah.
We're still working on it. Hopefully we will compete this year if things stayed like this. Hope nothing will change. The band and the association actually are a little bit, struggling with funding for the trip. You're
Yeah.
talking about a trip that costs hundreds of thousands.
Not easily. Yeah, I was going to say.
Flights and hotels, instruments and get
Yeah.
everything ready. But our plans is to compete at the European and the World this year. There's a week between the both of them, and this is the major competition we're gonna compete at. We'll wait and see all the minors at the draws and see what's gonna be on the time. Drumming for Drinks for sure, if it's gonna be any this year,
Yeah.
we'll bring something different again, hopefully.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. We'll bring another crazy show.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm sure I know a lot of your fans will be very keen to see you back again for sure. But
Hopefully.
that's so super news to hear that the band is going to be competing now at possibly two competitions then in the UK. That's
Two
fantastic.
majors, yeah.
Yeah. So I have to say, well, you've been at the World Championships now twice now, and on both occasions, you guys have played real strong performance. But again, competition on the Worlds is it's always sky high, and the standard's really high. How did you find your experience at the last two World Championships?
Well, I feel like we're getting close every single time. So basically, 2022 was the first attempt. So I don't count it as, in my steps, but still was okay. Everybody likes us. Also at the Scottish, scores, as a drumming, we also brought something new
Yeah,
to the.
that's true. Yeah, absolutely. That was a different feel to it, I guess, as well. Incorporating both the Scottish feel and also your own local feel. Yeah, that was really interesting. Yeah.
So I think in 2023 we made a couple steps forward also by placing even at the minors just to get the third place and fifth place. That's already few steps,
Yeah.
huge actually forward. And hopefully this year we're getting ready more right now. I think, as I always said, we're learning the game slowly and try to see them, how the judge looks at the stuff and what is the thing you actually can do at the circle and what you cannot do. And I think we're getting there soon. I know for sure that Sons of Poland could be upgraded for 4A this year,
Oh, wow.
but we still decided to stay at the 4B.
To kind of get that grounding, I guess, and get the experience and everything, Eddie. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I just don't want to jump. That let's go step by step,
That's it.
and let's hope for the best. I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait to see you back on the grass again. That's fantastic news, Eddie. Yeah, and I hope for everyone listening and watching the video right now, yeah, that they'll be very chuffed to hear the news that they'll get to see the Sons of Holy Land back again. Yeah, so I have to be clear then for folks listening right now that the current conflict that's currently ongoing there in the Middle East, where you are by no means involved in all of this. The stuff that we're seeing in the headlines, you guys are well outside of all of that.
Well, again, the Sons of Holy Land has nothing to do with politics, and we're not a side of any of all this conflict. Our language is music, and even I've said it at the previous promo, the pre-world last year, our message is love, peace, and harmony from the Holy Land to the world, and we still stick to it, and that's exactly who we are. We'll leave the politic to whoever wants to actually deal with it. We're out of it. And I think that whenever we come to the Holy Land, to Scotland, I mean, we're coming in the name of the Holy Lands. And I think the name of Holy Lands is unique and has a message itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's a fantastic kind of thing to hang your hat on, you know, that you guys are here for the love of the music, you know, and that's exactly what it's all about, Eddie. It's a fantastic message. Yeah, for sure. So with that in mind, and you're saying appearances at competitions are fast approaching, everyone motivated then to hit that circle and
Oh
bash out
yeah,
some big tunes?
we still didn't put it officially in the band. We're flying, but everybody's actually looking forward to it, and they're still waiting for me to say, "We're flying, guys," for them to jump. But I can tell you that the set for the new set for the tunes for the competition are ready. Scores are ready. Everything is
Oh,
all set,
excellent. Yeah.
and we are coming with new tune selection this year, also with new score, drumming score.
Oh, right. So it was a
And
whole
it's gonna
clean
be
slate.
another,
Yeah, just start
yes,
afresh.
and it's
Wow.
gonna be another surprise for everyone that have watched us for the previous past 2 years. He would notice another big difference.
Oh, I like that. So we've got a surprise potentially. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's fantastic.
One
Well,
minute up.
yeah, I'll look forward to that now for sure. Well, good luck with your upcoming concert now. Yeah, will there be any way, little clips or anything online where anyone can maybe catch a little bit?
I will send you some.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, there you go. And we'll put them up on Rab Show socials for sure. So, Eddie, I have to say thank you for taking time to chat with us. It's such good news to hear that you guys are all safe and well and continuing to enjoy the love of this music. Yeah. And I hope to catch up with you in August, all being well, mate. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rob, for your time, and be safe. See you soon.
No problem, mate. Take care. All the best.
There you are. Fantastic stuff. It's great to hear from Eddie there. And it's fantastic to hear that the band are still absolutely functioning and playing music there wherever they possibly can. And of course, we need to stress again that they are by no means any part of the ongoing conflict or any kind of political wranglings that's happening there. And they do have a very clear message of peace, love, and harmony. And they are hoping, with all accounts, to be competing at this year's incoming World Championship. So we're looking forward to seeing them for sure. So also, as you've heard there, they're hopefully going to be playing at the Europeans as well. So that's exciting. But also, yeah, bringing it a little bit closer. Yeah, we have their huge concert called Soul, The Darkness, Betrayal and Glory, which is all taking place on the 18th to the 20th of April there. So yeah, shout out to the Sons of Holy Land. And thank you to Eddie for taking time to chat with us here on the Big Rab Show. The video of that interview will be published out on our YouTube channel. You can go and watch that, of course. But yeah, just a huge... Yeah, that was a huge thank you for Eddie to taking time, honestly, because the time that we recorded it, it was like very, very early in the morning for him, like the wee hours. So thank you for taking time to chat with us on the pod, Eddie. Much appreciated. And looking forward to seeing you guys on the grass this incoming season. All been well. Yeah, shout out to the Sons of Holy Land. Great stuff. Oh, now, again, this is not a date for your diary, but it's part of the news and updates. We did mention it briefly last week. I have to mention it again. Just to remind you, the City of Edinburgh at Pipes and Drums are, yeah, they're holding their annual Pipe Majors Wheel of Fortune competition. Going to be happening on Sunday, and for full information, go and check out the City of Edinburgh on their socials. They've been announcing all of the competitors and stuff in the lead up to this, so it's shaping up to be quite a cool event, actually. So I'm not going to read the hashtag list for you, but just wanted to point you in that direction. It's all happening on Sunday 21st, thanks to the City of Edinburgh and their Pipe Majors Wheel of Fortune competition. So no doubt we'll talk more about that on next week's pod as we have the results and everything from that. So very exciting stuff. All right. Okay. Also, this past weekend, I know I've been pretty much focused on Northern Ireland competitions and also there in the States, but I have to give a shout out to the Australian Pipe Band Championships. The Australian Nationals, baby. Yeah, in Maryborough in Victoria in Australia. Yeah, so I have to give a shout out to every band that was in competition there. Well done to you all. Again, I've been finding it difficult to find a full listing of the results and everything from this, but yeah, there was a bit of an online live stream from the Australian Nationals. Now, I did warn you last week about all of the nefarious links. Now, there was a good number of people here, even specifically in the UK, who did manage to click on those. And yeah, those links asked for credit card information, and the people were unwittingly providing their details and then suddenly realized it's a scam and then had to cancel their credit cards. So I did warn you, please do not click on any dodgy looking links that ask for credit card details, because live streams for pipe band competitions, I have yet to experience one that is pay-per-view. All right, anything that's normally pay-per-view has been ran by the National Piping Centre for the likes of the Glenfiddich, for example. But as far as pipe band competitions is concerned, yeah, most of the live streams I've come across have been all for free. Any that us here in the Big Rab Show, of course, do, absolutely, are free. And please, again, do not click on any dodgy links that asks for credit card details. So, yeah, quite a number of people were stung by that and as a result did not tune in and watch the live stream from the Australian Nationals. So that's, yeah, that's a real shame. But I have to give a mention to the Melbourne Tartan Festival. They've shared out a good number of the performances, actually, from the Nationals. And, yeah, we've done what we can to share out the official links where you can actually click on those and watch the entire thing from the Street March competition all the way through to the end. So, yeah, you can go and watch those. But again, please don't click on dodgy links, people. So many reports of people losing their financial information and then having to suddenly rush and lock their bank account to make sure nothing gets spent. Disaster. Yeah, but here, overall, I have to give a shout out to the Hawthorne Pipe Band, who won the Grade 1 competition. I believe they were the only Grade 1 pipe band in the grade that day, so they won it uncontested. But the band still were there and competed and played a real good tune and delighted the audience in attendance. Yeah, so there you go. Shout out to Hawthorne. And so, yeah, we are doing our best to try and find those results listings. So, again, that might be a failure on our part, but we can't find them. So if you do manage to have put your hands on them, then please, again, send them our direction and we'll do our best to get them talked about on next week's show.
Stuff the Reb got wrong.
Oh, isn't that typical? Isn't that just typical? As soon as I record that bit in the news and updates, then I find the results. Yep, I'm just sitting here noodling around, of course, going, they have to be published somewhere after I just said that. So I decided to click around for a little bit, and then by the power of editing, here I am, I'm back. The results are here! What am I talking about? So just ignore everything Rab just said. So let's get into the results from the Australian Nationals. Starting with Novice B, the winners were Scots College. Yes, well done, Scots College. So that was their number two band, actually. So yeah, shout out to them. Also in Novice A, the Scots College from Sydney, they won the Novice A as well, so shout out to them. Also, 4B went to Maryborough and District Highland Pipe Band. There you go. Great stuff. Well played. And then on to 4A then, we had Scots College, Pipes and Drums number one. There's a bit of a trend here. I think Scots College had a great weekend's work there, for sure. On to Grade 3 then, went to the City of Melbourne Pipe Band. City of Melbourne Highland Pipe Band. Sorry. There you go. Shout out to the City of Melbourne.
Yeah, awesome.
Fantastic. Then in Grade 2, went to Emmanuel College Highlanders. Well done. And as just mentioned there, Hawthorne managed to lift the Grade 1. Yeah, so there you are. Ah, the power of editing. It's something special, isn't it? Especially when there's
stuff that Rab got wrong.
Stuff that Rab got wrong.
Yep, 100%. But hey, there you go. That's what happens. You know, I write a script, I sit here and read it all out, and then I think to myself, no, that can't be right. And then I start Googling around the place, and then I find them. There you go. So, hey, there you go. The magic of editing. I just contradicted myself on the pod, but there you go. We've done our best, haven't we? Okay, so before we wrap it up with all the news and updates, I have to give a huge shout-out to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Yes, now I know they're kind of the chalk and cheese of the bagpiping world. Some people love them, some people not so much. But yeah, I'm a huge fan, and the Red Hot Chilis actually had quite an exciting announcement there a few days ago, where they have announced that they're going to be playing at Glastonbury.
Glastonbury!
Yep, a huge festival. Now, this is as big as it gets. Yeah, so the Glastonbury Music Festival, of course, has hosted some of the biggest names in the music scene, and yeah, I couldn't be more excited to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers on stage at Glastonbury. Now, for full information, of course, go along to the Red Hot Chilis on their socials. They've provided all the details as to what stage they'll be on and all of it. So yeah, June 28th, the Red Hot Chili Pipers going to be on stage at Glastonbury. That's exciting. To have bagpipes represented at one of the biggest music festivals on the planet, that's incredible. Yeah, even if you don't like the Chili Pipers, you have to give them credit. Playing bagpipes on a huge stage like that, wow. Full credit to them. So, hey, there you go. Shout out to Red Hot Chili Pipers and all of their fans, myself included. That's going to be one exciting gig to get to. There you go. Okay, so you've waited this long and you've guessed it. We've pretty much got through all of the news and updates at this point. But honestly, there's bound to have been someone that we've missed, or something, or some announcement, or something that we've missed. And as always, you can email us in. BigRabShow@gmail.com. And you can complain at length and let us know, of course. All right, but at this point in the show, it's time for me to take a little break, and we'll be right back with all the dates for your diary.
McLennan Bagpipes, by North Carolina artisan instrument maker Roddy McLennan, from Euston, Scotland. Proud supplier of bagpipes, small pipes and chanters to Ali the Piper. One-of-a-kind instruments, crafted from the finest materials, using traditional skills for more than 30 years. Attention to detail and dedication to the highest standards of quality guarantee you a bagpipe which is more than just a musical instrument, but also a work of art. Custom made for you, in a variety of wood, with the widest range of profiles in the industry. Repair, restoration, replacement, refurbishment services also available. Check out bespokebagpipes.com for more information. McLennan Bagpipes. Born in Scotland, made in the USA.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary here on the Big Rap Show podcast.
Okay, time for Dates for Your Diary. Now, we might well have mentioned a good number of these dates already, so stick with us. We might be repeating ourselves here, but let's go through them. Pen and paper at the ready? There's a lot of dates here. Okay, starting with the 19th of April. First of all, we have the Jim McIntosh Challenge for Open Pipers. That's happening in Davidson in North Carolina. So looking forward to that on the 19th. But then the following day, the 20th of April, is going to be crazy busy for piping and drumming. So stick with this. All of these dates are now for the 20th of April, okay? First thing is the Virginia International Tattoo is happening on the 20th. The American Pipe Band Championships are also associated with that, so that's a huge event there. Shout out to the VTAT, looking forward to that. Also, the Loch Norman Highland Games are taking place in Huntersville there in North Carolina. That's shaping up to be a big competition there. Also, shout out to the Lone Star Celtic Festival and Highland Games. That's going to be held in McKinney in Texas. And also on the 20th, we have the Scottish Arts Indoor Games in Salem High School. Yeah, now we're not done. Of course, we've been mentioning it earlier, we have the County Down Full Band Indoor Competition taking place in Dromore High School. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Full band indoor, that's going to... Oh, that's good. Right, also on the 20th, for solo drummers out there, the highlight for this weekend, of course, will be the European Solo Drumming Championships. That's been taking place in Lochgilly High School, and I'm sure that deal is already firmly in your diary if you're going to be competing at that. So good luck to everyone. All right, moving on, dates for your diary. Of course, next weekend we have St. Lawrence O'Toole Inspired in the Aberdeen Music Hall, hosted by Bucksburn and District Pipe Band. We did mention it on last week's pod where we interviewed the Pipe Sergeant. Go and check out last week's episode for that. Also, on the 27th, we also have Ravara Pipe Band in concert in the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn. That's going to be exciting as well. Also, on the 27th of April, next weekend, we have the Celtic Festival of Southern Maryland. And that's taking place in St. Leonard in Maryland there in the United States. Tons of great piping action, and that's only 2 weeks worth. Yeah, we haven't even got into the start of May yet, which is when everything really kicks off with the competitive season here in the UK. So, yeah, there you go. That's it for Dates for Your Diary. If there's any dates that you would like us to mention here on the show and you would like included in our listings, then please do email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Let us know if there's anything we should be highlighting here in Dates for Your Diary. Right, you guessed it. It's time for me to go and get a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week.
Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion. Made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer.
Ah, yes. Topic of the week time. And yeah, you've waited long enough at this point for us to get to the conversation with Andrew. Yeah, I don't know. The duration of each podcast now seems to be getting longer. And that's through no fault of anything of the bagpiping world being incredibly busy. So we're doing what we can to keep across all of it. So yeah, I'm sure there's those people out there who listen to the pod on 2x. There's bound to be. But anyway, I hope at this point that you knock it down to 1x at this point, because we're about to get into a very interesting conversation with Andrew Douglas, as he tells us what the guys there at the Pipers Dojo, well, Dojo University, as to what they're working on. Something really quite exciting, especially even for podcast fans as well. So, yeah, we're about to get into it. So, let's welcome Andrew Douglas back to the Big Rab Show podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast, Andrew Douglas. How are you, sir? Are you all right, Lee?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here. And, you know, it's good to be here. The weather's a little bit better here.
Good. I've been hearing it's quite crazy where you are. You were telling me that you've got all sorts of mad ice storms and stuff.
Yeah. We survived the ice storm, but today's a beautiful day. But I don't know if you've had ice storms there, but the trees freeze up and then they just start falling all over the place. And
it sounds like something like a Game of Thrones, you know, winter's coming, that kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Nuts. But you've been incredibly busy this last while. I don't know, with winter storm and everything, you really haven't took your foot off the gas, really.
I know, it's a vicious cycle where I may have even talked about this with you, where you know, you finish a big project and you promise yourself you're never going to do anything like that again. But then, you know, you get bored and you decide you're going to do a new project. And then and then you're so busy that you swear you'll never do a big project again. And then you relax for a week. And anyway, the cycle continues.
That's it. You forget about it, don't you? You forget about the pain, the aggro, the stress, and then you go and do it all again.
Yes.
I don't know. We're kind of sadists that way, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I do think it's interesting. You and I think, and a few others are in the game of just sort of seeing how you can apply technology to the bagpiping world a little bit here and there. And so those aren't ever easy projects. You always figure out why it is that it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, very quickly too.
Yeah, exactly. And usually in my case, I've already promised the result to the customer. So then you got to figure out how to do it. But, no, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. And busy is better than bored, at least for me.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, I have to ask you about a few things that I've had my eye on from the Piper's Dojo and the recent video series that you've been doing along with Jim and Droning On Pod. Those conversations are just magic.
They're cool, right?
They're so good. And like Jim has such a, I don't know, a handle on the English language that he can say things way better than I ever could. And he finds some real random analogies and comparisons.
Yeah. And I really kind of, and then for your listeners, if they haven't checked out the Droning On podcast, you know, that's Jim's side project in itself. And anyway, he asked me to go on there and we ended up having this long, deep thoughts, you know, deep thoughts with Jim and Andrew. That was the original. But anyway, at the time I was trying to figure out a way to make my own podcast a little bit more interesting. And so I asked him if he would be interested in joining me. And he said, sure, let's try it. And it's been, great fun. It's been great fun. I think that it's for some reason, a lot easier to have a dialogue than it is to just sort of speak at the camera.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like Jim asks some of the questions that you always think, but you never really ask because of fear of embarrassment. You know what I mean? Like some things about, you know, setup and like, how exactly do you put hemp on a drone? Simple things like that, but it's just brilliant to hear it unpacked in a way. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
that's it. So,
shout out to Jim if he's
shout
out
out
there,
to Jim, absolute legend. Now there was one little video I caught earlier on. I think it was over the weekend. I was just kind of flipping through TikTok, and I think that's where I've stumbled on it. And you were talking about two different versions of the D throw, and this kind of threw me. What? There's two versions?
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
Well, what is this mystery? I've only ever really been shown one, and my tutor refuses to show me the other one. He says it'll confuse
me. Which one has he shown you?
Right, I'm going to have to play it then, aren't I? All right, we'll have to get my fancy new yoke out.
There you go. ES Session Chanter, right
ES
there.
ES Session Chanter. Right, I don't know if the mic's going to pick this up or if it's my bad plan.
Okay.
So whatever,
those are
and
good.
Then you go up the steel.
Those scale. Are good, Rab. Those are some good D throws there, buddy.
I've been practicing. Yeah, that's one of the movements I struggle with.
There are some other podcast hosts out there with technique not nearly that good. So well done.
Oh God, there you go. Hey, shout out to my tutor, Andrew. Cheers.
but also that is the that's what we would call the light D throw there. I'm in my basement here, but I don't have my practice chanter. But the steps there are: you're going to play a low G, then you play a D grace note to C, and then you play D after that. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of other possible ways you could go about teaching that or thinking about it, but that's give or take the light D throw. Mm-hmm. And then the other type of D throw is called the heavy D throw, and it's basically just a grip to C. And then you go up to D. So it actually has an extra step in there.
I see. Yeah, there's an extra. That's what makes it heavy because there's a bit more going on.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah, it has a bit heavier of a sound. And it's grip based. It's a direct relative of the grip. And you know, before we get too deep into this, I would say despite what people say about me, that both D throws when played well, both of them are excellent options. And just remember the secret words there, where if it's played well, either of those D throw styles are great.
There you go. Now, I know every drummer listening right now is rolling their eyes and going, oh, come on. Right. So to put it in drummer language, all right, this is the difference between a five play with a single at the start with an accent, between a five play with a flam at the start. You're just throwing in a little tasty extra. There you go.
Could be. Yep, exactly. It might also be, yeah. Yep. It might also be, I feel like some drummers play the triplet style opening roll, and then some of the hot shots play the 16th note style opening rolls, right?
I get you. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So like maybe there's two ways of achieving the same thing, both of which I think probably when played well are good options. I'm thinking. I don't know. What do I know?
But no, and it's completely down to technique and what your preference is. Yeah, but they both generally sound the same if played. But yeah, I get you.
Something like that.
So that was completely nerdy on my part. Yeah, so but there is something I really wanted to ask you about, and that is the huge event that you have coming up in Scotland in August. Tell us about this then, the dojo. What are you guys up to?
Yeah, so it's a little bit something interesting that we're trying. We're trying kind of like a little mini gathering of dojo folks in the Edinburgh area. We're gonna be at the Fettes College there the week before Piping Live with a lot of dojo folks. We kind of thought that one of the things our folks really want more of is in-person events. So we kind of figured, the Calm Before the Winter Storm event that we did, which we did a few days before the winter storm, it was the same basic idea, which is, what are the best piping events? And then together with those events, so folks can come in, do a little bit of dojo stuff, but then also stay on and check out the scene. So obviously Winter Storm came to mind, but of course the great Pilgrimage for All is the Piping Live festival that culminates with the Worlds. And by the way, if you're really crazy, you could stay on for Oban as well and check out the solo piping. So anyway,
it's not far from that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we worked with a few of our friends and we have a cool venue, and I think it's going to be great.
Nice. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Well, as more details about this come available, then you'll have to let us know. Yeah.
Sure. Well, we'll be posting on, we'll post on social media and stuff as the weekend goes, or as the week goes on rather, but it should be great. I know that we have some special guests dropping in from throughout Scotland and so on to meet up with the students, and we should all be able to jam together, so to speak, and it should be pretty cool.
There you go. That sounds great. And it is, as you say, smack bang in the middle of the it's high activity bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And especially now where we have the competition in Perth as well.
Oh, I know. Well, we have the Euros. The competition in Perth, really threw a bit of a curveball at us. Is that a term people use in the UK? It's a baseball
Absolutely.
Term.
Yeah, yeah, we've heard of that too. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe they have it. Do they have curveballs in cricket? I don't know, but anyway, they really threw one. Did they bend the corner kick, or I don't know how it's supposed to work?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a sports person. Yeah.
But the major in Perth is going to be cool, but I think it probably forced North Berwick to change its plans. And we were thinking about visiting North Berwick, which would usually be on that weekend, but now it's kind of switched up on us. But that's okay. It should be. I mean, I think the major in Perth, I think it might accidentally be the best thing the RSPBA has done in a long time. Yeah. I don't want that to come out negative sounding, just in a positive way. I think that's going to be a great major. I mean, I'm assuming like SFU is going to be there, and it's going to be a big showdown of bands.
Yeah. We know a lot of international bands would come over the week before, and they would do the likes of North Berwick and other competitions like that as a warm up. Yeah. But now they get the chance to hit a major. So it's like, I don't know. It's like in boxing, you get the 1-2 kind of thing. So they're going to be able to throw that left jab before the right hook on the world.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. Yeah, we're certainly going to be covering.
I'm picturing it being a very high pressure major, and high excitement, and probably will it be the highest attended major? It must be the Possibly. Highest attended major of the season, right? With some overseas bands coming over for it. So, wow. Absolutely. So it's going to be great.
Yeah. It is for sure. Now I have to say, to give full credit to Perth, we've had a pretty terrible conditions at the Perth competition in the past few years.
Yeah.
It's known for its bad weather. So exactly. We're really hoping that it's going to be nice and dry and people don't get soaked ahead of the Worlds.
Yes. Well, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting. It's one of those things. It's one of those funny things. If you hang around the grade one bands as well, you'll know that the weekend before the Worlds, the grade one bands will come out, but usually only if the weather is good.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And if it's bad, they usually just stay at the band hall and maybe have a practice. But this is going to really be interesting, especially if the weather's bad. It's going to get interesting, I think.
100%. Yeah. And we've spoke to some grade one PMs already, and they're already talking about possible tactics, about not overplaying that week and making sure everything's dry and, you know, ready to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. But
it's an amazing game, isn't it? I love
it. Is.
The game of it. The game of it never, for me, it's the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I've recently heard this. I don't know if you've heard this. This is possibly one of Jim's analogies. Have you ever heard of pipe bands being compared to Formula One? Have you ever watched Formula One and the teams and how they operate?
So I'm aware that Formula One is something I should check out because I've heard it's really cool. But I only know very, very minimal information about that.
They really get into the weeds and getting that 100th of a second and stuff. And I think that's what pipe bands is like. You know, we're after that little fine margin of possibly lifting a prize. So, there you go. That's my analogy for the week.
No, it's a good one. I mean, it's any of those team sports are really similar, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So I need to ask you then about an exciting new venture that you've been working on, this new internal podcast, as if you aren't doing enough already, Andrew.
So, well, this is an extension of the Dojo University product that we have. So we have a premium membership, which is everything you could imagine, really, probably too much. You know, we've got lessons with famous players. We've got the routine stuff with the Dojo staff. We've got we've got 60 courses or something on there of various types. We've got the snare drumming now. We've got the live classes. We have like 8,000 pre-recorded classes in our archive. It's insanity. And so we've got the premium membership. We have a basic membership, which is sort of like, you know, a little bit less expensive without all the bells and whistles. But then one of the things that's been on our list to think about for quite a while is a really economical version of the Dojo U membership that someone who's really casual can do. And this thing sort of popped up in front of me while I was surfing the computer, the idea of a paid podcast. Like I know a lot of podcasters have their Patreon where their special subscribers can pay a little bit to get access to some secret stuff. Yes. But we've kind of flipped that on its head. And we've now launched our Dojo U Insider podcast, which is actually a paid product. It's what is it? It's $5 a month or $50 a year. And then we release an audio podcast lesson from the Dojo U archives once every day part of the podcast. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's approximately an hour. It's approximately a 1 hour lesson each day. Technically, actually, it's a bit less because we edit all the lessons down and we trim things and we make sure that they're as smooth as reasonably possible for the listeners. But then, every day, I don't know about you, but I love my podcast app. When I get in the car, I see my new Insider episode and we try to mix it up as much as we can. I think last week we had an excerpt from Jim McGilvery and stuff from Rab Matheson and Cam Drummond and Alistair Henderson and a bit from Carl and myself and some of the Dojo staff. And then also we do early access to the podcast that Jim and I do. It's all kind of built. It's built into it. But it's sort of a daily dose of bagpiping education. It comes out to like 14 cents per lesson, which is cool. We're super excited about it. It's been going great. Technology is amazing.
There you go. I was going to say daily content. That's a lot of work, you know? So full credit to you. Like, I know what it's like doing a pod every week.
Yeah. Well, we have a great team and we have incredible instructors. And so, you know, we do these live classes anyway, and we do keep the video recordings for our premium members. They can rewatch it, you know, a million times if they want to. But then what we thought we would do is sort of mix those down into audio form for the insider listeners. And it's just, it's a great way to keep the bagpipe education going, even if you don't have a lot of time or if you're busy at work or if you're always on the go.
Yeah.
You can just listen to the podcast and follow along as often as you like to.
There you go. And you could practice your heavy and light D throws on the steering wheel as you're driving to work in the morning or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I think that I think bagpipe lessons, sometimes it's easy to feel like bagpipe lessons or however you learn bagpipes, that it's all about practicing and it's all about technique. Yeah. But it's actually, in my opinion, it's really about soaking it all in. And so much of my bagpipe education has just been hanging out with great players and hanging out with my teachers and thinking about things and learning to think about things in a different way. And that inspiration is really important. And now I think with Dojo U Insider, you can really get that Dojo U style immersion for a not significant price point. So that's what we wanted to achieve with that.
There you go. And as you say, like, it's real bang for your buck there. Like, the amount of audio that you're getting for your money, that's really valuable there for sure. And I know you mentioned earlier about the premium membership. We've been doing the test drive and stuff for folks here in Rabshow. They can go and sign up and take it for 30 days. And some of the feedback we've been getting is that, oh my word, Rob, I had no idea there was so much stuff here. Where do I start?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think that's one of our biggest challenges is that we have so much now. I mean, we started doing this way before people thought that it was cool to do stuff on the internet. And so as a result, like I said, we have, I think, 8,000 or something archived lessons.
That's huge.
So one of the big challenges is presenting that in a way that's workable, and we're always working on stuff to make that easier.
There you go. So, I know it sounds like a huge shameless plug, but I would definitely recommend folk to go and check this out for sure. This sounds like a great resource. And there is such a thing as passive learning. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You could be in the car going somewhere doing the groceries or whatever, and you're listening to something and so a wee nugget gets in there. You know what I mean? And then, before you know it, it's improved your playing. You're now playing Strathspeys all over the place.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like you've struggled to figure out how to tune your pipes for 2 years, and then somebody will say something. Who knows what it is? And then suddenly it gets into your brain and you're like, wait, is that all it is?
Yeah, is it that simple?
I remember, a classic anecdote of mine that's along those lines that pops into my mind is, I remember one of the years we were at the Worlds with Oren Moore and we had gotten cut and we didn't make the final. And what I would do in those years is I would just wake up early and the next day I'd follow Field Marshal around the park just to kind of try and learn something. Yeah. And one of these days it wasn't great weather. Well, first of all, Field Marshal was nowhere to be seen for quite a long time. And you're kind of like, like, what do you know? But then they finally did show up. But like, I just remember watching them, like, looking at my watch. Why aren't they doing anything?
Why aren't they playing? Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't they playing? And then I just remember I had this kernel of an idea, like, oh, maybe not playing is just as important as playing when you're trying to set up your band, you know? And again, we were already a grade one band. I mean, we knew a little bit about setting up a band, but that idea really kind of stuck with me and really it's simple. And you never know when those ideas are going to come.
Oh, absolutely. And if anything, we're seeing tactics a lot coming more into play now with pipe bands. Like, I remember in the bygone days of the 80s, where bands would insist that you have to blow for an hour and a half or something before you hit the line. Nope. And that's madness, you know?
It is.
Whereas now, some bands, 15, 20 minutes, settled, let's go. And that's it.
Exactly. Oh, I also remember it was, which major was it? I think it was at Dumbarton this last year. You can sometimes see the opposite happen where suddenly the weather got very good. And I remember Richard just, they must have had, it's the longest FM tune-up I've ever seen. So Inverary had like fair weather, not terrible, but then suddenly the sun came out and it was glorious. And I just remember Richard really go for it. And they played a lot that day and they had a truly magnificent sound.
There you go.
Because sometimes that's what you should do. And sometimes what you should do is not play. And you know, it's all part of it.
Yeah. That's it. That's the part of the game that I find fascinating. Yeah. As we were
mentioning. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's the most exciting show on earth. Maybe not quite, but.
Yeah. Like I remember, it was at the Worlds last year and it was pretty sunny last year. And then it was rainy and sunny. And a lot of people were complaining. You know, they were like walking about, why aren't these bands playing? You know, I've traveled all this way and I can only see them in the circle. But that's part of it. So, yeah, I hope that gives an explanation behind that for sure. So, Andrew, I'm sure I could keep you here for another half hour blethering away about stuff, but please keep us across any new developments from the dojo. Yeah, this certainly sounds like an exciting one, this insider one.
Well, I always love coming on, and I appreciate you making the time.
Of course.
We'll see what my next wild and crazy idea is.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah, next time you come up with something out there, let us know. Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
I already know what it is, but I won't tell you yet.
There you go.
Trying to stay a step ahead.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you do seem kind of like a mad professor, that you're always sort of tinkering at things and, you know, coming up with crazy ideas, but they're always really cool, you know? We'll be across your next invention then, Professor Douglas.
Some ideas cooler than others, but we're doing our best here.
No, keep up the smashing work. We're huge fans. And we would encourage all of our listeners to go and check out the Insider Pod there from the dojo. Go and check it out.
Throwing it out there, pipersdojo.com/insiderrab.
There you go. /insider. Love that.
If you're interested. I think we have a 7-day trial of it as well for those who want to dip their toe in the pool of insider possibility.
There you go. And you get 7 episodes then, because each day. Perfect. I might have to check it out myself now. I'm going to be nosy. Thanks a million, Andrew. Appreciate your time, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. Yep. See ya.
Thanks.
There you go. The mad professor that is Andrew Douglas. Yeah, that sounds like a really exciting venture. And I don't know. I know what it's like producing a podcast every week. Goodness knows what it's like doing it every day. My word. That's a huge undertaking there. So shout out to the folks there at Dojo U. That's a very exciting project. So as we mentioned there, links are in the show notes right now. So you can go and have a look at that free trial and everything. It's definitely going to be worthy of your time for sure. Yeah, there you go. All right, so a huge shout out to Andrew and to everyone there at Piper's Dojo. Very exciting stuff. And I hope you enjoyed this week's topic of the week. We've covered a lot of ground in this week's podcast, I feel. Yeah. There's been a lot of discussion, and we've done our best to cover every possible aspect of it, and of course, there's bound to be stuff that we've missed, as always. So, you can get in contact with us and complain all about it. Our email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Let us know if there's a story that we missed and that was absolutely terribly blatant of us. Or, you can even submit your weekly drones as well. JD's had a few weeks off now, so it's about time that he gets back to work. So, go to our website, thebigrabshow.com. Big button at the top of the page saying weekly drone. Submit your own drone, warts and all, and that'll be on next week's show. All right, folks, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thank you all so much for downloading this week and each and every week. And don't forget to tell your mates about our wee show, about what we're doing over here, talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland Bagpipe and its people. Okay, I am out the door. We will see you all in next week's Big Rab Show podcast. Yeah, I'm all tongue-tied now. Right, I'm away. I'll see you all in the next one. All the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week.
And a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reeds. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reeds.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.